I want to talk to you about one of the most inspirational tefillos that we have coming up for us this weekend. And no, I'm not referring to Musaf from Rosh Hashanah with the shofar, or Shacharis with HaMelech, or Maariv with that harrowing High Holidays tune to kick off the Yom Narayim. Before all that, I want to talk to you about Mincha on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Mincha on Erev Rosh Hashanah? You're racking your brains. What? It's a regular Mincha. You don't do anything different or special for Mincha, Erev Rosh Hashanah? Exactly. It's a regular Mincha. 15 minutes before the end of the entire year, we daven a regular Mincha, where we say, Baruch Aleinu Es Hashanah Hazos. Hashem, please make this year a good financial year. This year? What's left of it? 15 minutes. What are we asking for? Now, in halacha, this question doesn't really get off the ground. It's, we have a set text for tefillah. We're going to say it every single time. Can't change that day to day. Fine. But in hashkafa, what should we have in mind when we say, Baruch Aleinu Es Hashanah Hazos, when the year's over in just a couple of minutes, 15, maybe even less? The first Belzer Rebbe, he asked this question. And it's clear that he wasn't familiar with Geico. One, because of when he lived 200 years ago, but also, he obviously didn't think you could save money in just 15 minutes. But he asked this question, and he wanted to know, what should we have in mind during this Baruch Aleinu? And he says, what you see from this Baruch Aleinu is that there's a possibility to accomplish great things, to achieve great spiritual and financial success, just a matter of seconds. Sometimes Mincha is davened a lot closer to Shkia than 15 minutes. Yeshua Hashem Keherafayin. Things can just turn around so quickly. And even with just a couple minutes left, we have to believe that we can accomplish something with our tefillos this year, before Rosh Hashanah starts. And that is the perfect attitude to go into Rosh Hashanah with. To really go in believing one moment, one tefillah, today can matter so much, can influence so many things. Rosh Hashanah is the blueprint for the entire year. Think back to last year. What a challenging year it was, and how much of that, if not all of it, was decided on Rosh Hashanah. We have another one of those coming up. A blueprint for the coming year. What's going to be? And what can our tefillos accomplish today? That mincha primes us to come into Rosh Hashanah saying, every moment matters. Just a couple of seconds, we can accomplish so much. It doesn't seem like it, but it's true. We don't always feel this way. The shofar is one of those tools that I think can help us. The way the Rambam describes it as people who are wasting their time, people who are involved in Bahavli Azman. The shofar comes to wake us up and say, don't waste your time. Don't squander these precious opportunities. Every moment Rosh Hashanah is a potential life-saving opportunity for the coming year. For us, for our loved ones, finances, shidduchim, everything. Everything is determined for the coming year. And every moment today is an opportunity just to grab hold of. That shofar is supposed to wake us up. And it's very interesting that Chazal learned out one of the sounds of the shofar from the strangest of all places, the trua, that cry, that crying sound of the shofar, what Chazal called the yavava, the wailing. Chazal learned it out from the wailing of the mother of Sisera. In the book of Shoftim, Sisera was the general of the Canaanite army with 900 iron chariots, millions and millions of soldiers who completely oppressed the Jewish people for decades. And in that fateful battle, when Sisera was missing, he was delayed in coming home. In reality, Yael had killed him. Sisera's mother was pacing back and forth, looking out the window, worried, where is her son? And her neighbors say, don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. He'll come back soon. He's just gathering all the spoils, gathering all the women and children. He'll be back soon. Not to worry. But Sisera's mother cried. She was scared for her son. Maybe she had a feeling something was wrong. And she cried 100 times. Chazal say, that's the source for trua. That's the source for the sound of the shofar, Rosh Hashanah. And Tosfos there, Rosh Hashanah Daf Lama Gimel, quotes from an earlier source that maybe the idea of having 100 sounds for Rosh Hashanah also is learned out from the mother of Sisera. What in the world does Sisera's mother have to do with Rosh Hashanah or the shofar? I saw from Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein, who was Rosh Hashiva in Slabodka in the early 1900s. He said, why was Sisera's mother worried? Her friends were correct. He had gone to war hundreds of times before. He had the superior army. There was no reason to think anything was wrong. And yet, a war is still a war. When life and death are at stake over here, there cannot be too much confidence. Regardless of what you have on your side, all the reasons to be feeling good that things are going to work out okay, there's always a chance. When life and death are hanging in the balance, there's always a chance. And that made her cry. And that's the feeling we're trying to capture with the shofar. Trying to get us all to feel that same way. We have reasons to feel confident. I've been healthy until now. Things have worked out until now. Things are going to be okay. And the shofar says, wake up. Maximize the moment. Realize just how much can be accomplished in this one moment. Who knows at what point life and death are hanging in the balance? You can never be too confident. One moment could determine it all. And the shofar wants us to realize that. This feeling of everything could depend, everything could turn on capturing every single moment. There's a discussion in the halachic literature about sleeping in Rosh Hashanah. Is it allowed? Is it not allowed? Is it a real thing? Not a real thing? But the Mishnah Berurah there writes, whatever you hold about that, realize, Yoshev Batel Ki Yashen Dami. Sitting, staring at the wall, wasting the precious opportunities is just as bad as sleeping. It isn't sleeping per se that's a problem. It's wasting any time. Someone's tired and needs a rest to be productive for the rest of Rosh Hashanah, fine, that's productive. Any type of squandering time is a terrible missed opportunity for Rosh Hashanah. We have to come into Rosh Hashanah with this attitude, with this feeling of, it's all on the line. Life and death might be hanging in a balance. Because I'll have an expression, Yesh, Kona Olamo B'Sha Achas. A person can acquire the whole world in just a matter of seconds. 1 second. As we daven Mincha today, Erev Rosh Hashanah, we prime ourselves to believe, Yeshua Hashem Keharafayim. Anything can happen in just 1 second. And Mirza Hashem, we should come into Rosh Hashanah with that mindset, that feeling of, Yesh Kona Olamo B'Sha Achas. As the shofar wakes us up and says, stop wasting time, wake up and realize just how much is hanging in the balance over here. We never can be too confident. We cry out like Sisera's mother. We're not sure what's going to happen. With the Kadosh Baruch Hu's help, we should have a year better than the last one, healthier than the last one. We should all be zocha to grab the opportunities in front of us and really maximize the year. A ksiva v'chasiva tova.